We could all use a little nudge in the right direction. Helping you put a positive spin on your day, here's today's Moment of Encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
There are so many things in this world that we have to be concerned about. Fathers have to be concerned about their wives and children. Mothers have to be concerned about their husbands and the lives they give birth to. Men and women both have to be concerned about college, work, insurance, transportation, and so many other things that are essential to life. The storms of life will descend on us, attacking all of these areas of concern. We set goals for our families and ourselves. We get into the boat of life and set out on the mission of reaching our destination, a productive, successful life. As you strain to row against the winds of your life, you find yourself farther and further away from your goal. It seems like the winds of life are contrary to you. What you planned on is not working out, and somehow you find yourself off course. What do you do? How did you get there? You might say to yourself, "This is not going as I planned." This is how the disciples felt as they went before Jesus to the other side of Bethsaida. Jesus had just finished feeding the 5,000 and sent his disciples on ahead while he sent the multitude away, and he departed to the mountain to pray. Normally, in traveling across the northern end of the lake, they would have been within 1 or 2 miles of the shore. But on this occasion, the wind had carried them several miles south, closer to the center of the lake. About the fourth watch, Jesus came to them walking on the sea and would have passed them by. Jesus was moving at a steady progress, unhindered by the winds and the waves. The disciples saw Jesus walking on the water, thinking he was a ghost, and they cried out. The more literal rendering, desired to come alongside of, indicates Jesus' intentions. Jesus wanted to test the disciples' faith, so he deliberately changed course and came parallel to the boat to see if they would recognize him, his supernatural powers, and invite him into the boat. The disciples, fearful and fatigued due to the stormy weather and strong winds, saw Jesus, but at first did not think it was him, and they cried out. Jesus said to them, "It is I, do not be afraid." Then they willingly received him into the boat, and immediately the boat was at land where they were going. No matter what is going on in your life, no matter how far of course you get, no matter how far you might be, invite Jesus into your boat. You will reach your destination in record time, even though they were 5+ miles away from the shore. After they received Jesus into the boat, immediately the boat reached land. Just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Moment of Encouragement is a broadcast ministry of Tony Hare Ministries near Fayetteville and Dunn, North Carolina. To connect with Dr. Tony Hare, visit TonyHareMinistries.com for a blog and more. That's Tony, Hare with an E, Ministries.com. Join us again each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare on Christian 105.7.